A mainstay of the local cycling scene is Going Back to Nature. Valorushin, the bicycle and ski shop, formerly located near the busy intersection at Old Garden River Road and Second Line East, is now situated at the corner of Fish Hatchery Road and Landslide Road. We were outgrowing the space that we had at our old location. This is bigger, it's close to the trails and it's ours. We were renting before, said Jan Rubal, Valorushin co-owner and manager. The shop's new location is closer to Kinsman Park and the Hiawatha Highlands Conservation Area, a favorite spot for local bicyclists and tourists. I've had a close tie to the trails out here at Hiawatha and Kinsman Park. I spent a lot of time out here when I was a kid, growing up mountain biking, skiing and running. It really made sense to move the shop, based on what's going on in the Sioux with outdoor recreation and a lot of people getting into mountain biking and skiing. It seems like the city's really pushing toward that outdoor lifestyle kind of city, said Rubal, who co-owns Valorushin with his wife Neri. The move comes at a time when the COVID-19 pandemic has caused bicycle shops and their customers grief. When COVID struck in 2020, consumers flocked to businesses such as bicycle shops, eager to get out of the house and get some exercise through repeated lockdowns. The bike purchasing boom led to a shortage of bikes and bike components, the pedaling public buying the two-wheeled vehicles up at bike shops and placing orders for them faster than manufacturers could make them and ship them out. Despite that challenge, Rubal said Valorushin is still well-stocked at its new location. It's still good to plan for what you want, for sure, Rubal said, encouraging bicyclists to place their orders for new bikes well before they need them as the pandemic continues. Timing-wise, things lined up really well for us. The bikes that we've been getting over the last month are bikes that we should have had in April and some of them are pre-sold, and then we got more stock of things that weren't spoken for yet. Rubal said. Plans to move Valorushin came about in the spring of 2020, Rubal said. We saw this building for sale and, being near the trails, it was a draw for us. The building was a school at first, then a church, before becoming Valorushin's new home. In May, 2020, we put in an offer for it. Everything was finalized last August and then we started renovations this spring, turning it from a church to a bike and ski shop, Rubal said. The Valorushin crew moved out of its old location September 4 and has been busy setting up the new shop since September 8. The new location is approximately 5,400 square feet in size, situated on 3 acres of land, the old location approximately 3,000 square feet in size. The shop's new location, Rubal said, has more space for storage. The number of staff members has also increased over the years. When I started there in 2008, there were 2 or 3 employees including myself, and now there's 11 or 12 of us depending on the time of year, Rubal said. Unlike Valorushin's old location, there will be no pump track outside the new shop, as a pump track will be built at nearby Kinsman Park, Rubal said. Neither will there be a spot for bicyclists passing through to rest, as there was at the rear of the former Valorushin site. However, the new site will have an outdoor bike repair and bike wash station available, along with a new and improved giant bicycle on display outdoors. New store, new bike, Rubal said, the landmark to be clearly visible on the property. The old one was pretty beat up. It was made out of wood and it was starting to rot, so we kept the pieces of it we can reuse and we're going to get a new one built. I'm not sure if it will happen this fall, but next spring we'll have a giant bike again. A carpenter friend of mine built the last one and he's pretty keen on building the next one. He's got some ideas for different materials to keep the new one from rotting out. The old one was about 11 years old. It had a good life. We're really excited with how the store turned out, inside and out. We'll be excited to have people in the new space and to start serving our community from a new location, Rubal said, adding a large amount of winter sports equipment is on its way. Joe's Sports and Surplus will be moving into Valorushin's old location under the name Great Lakes Outfitters, said Steve Meeting, Joe's co-owner. The current Joe's Sports and Surplus location on Queen Street East will remain operating under the same well-known name, Meeting said. Great Lakes Outfitters will offer the same merchandise as Joe's, but the business owners, Meeting and Dave Edgar, will be expanding into paddle sports, offering canoe and kayak rentals and an expanded fishing section. Meeting anticipates Great Lakes Outfitters will be open for business by November 1.